The Traveler's Journal, September 27th, in a singular North American city. Montreal is often compared to Paris, sort of an all-things French but without the attitude. That's overstated, but there are decided similarities between the world's two largest French-speaking metropolitan areas. But Montreal has an ambiance that's all its own. A rich, proud, centuries-old Gallic culture, yes, but one firmly rooted in the North American traditions of its hard-working residents. Montreal is pragmatic, but also pervasively polite, with a deep sense of style and an addictive joie de vivre. People you meet are less likely to ask what you do, as in for a living, than what you're doing, as in tonight for fun. Founded in 1642 as a missionary colony, the city was built on Old World piety and New World commerce. Although predominantly French and Catholic, a place that, as Mark Twain observed, it would be hard to throw a brick without splintering stained glass, Montreal has also embraced a wide range of other religions and ethnic groups, giving it an international air. The blend of old-fashioned with fashionable irreverence creates a never-ending parade of charming contrasts. Through numerous economic ups and downs, Montreal's crafted a proud self-reliance, tinged by a strong sense of tradition. Though a city of significant size, it retains the relaxed pace of a patchwork of interconnected urban villages, each with its own characteristics and constituency. Broad avenues, expansive parks, great restaurants, an entrenched cafe culture, and superb shops make it a wonderful place, both for residents and for latter-day boulevardiers. For a world of travel resources, visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.